an older brother who just
she can move the pill though.
So
for sure.
Just growing up in my household, it was either you're tough or you're soft, and I didn't want to be soft because the soft one always got picked on, and I'm not the one to get picked on. So, and my given my siblings are all like bigger than me, taller than me, so
sure,
I always had to like fight. Fight for survival.
Hey, and I just got, if I could just cut in, I just got a text from the president of the Boosters, Melissa Brown, wishing you both good luck. Yeah, I was hoping to have her
thank
here
you,
to
yeah.
oh, say hi oh, personally.
Shout out to the president, too.
I was going
to,
yeah, shout out to her, but I was going to, like, I was going to, like, kiss a guest on the show, and you know, she's my wife, so that was good. We were going to, like, you know, really kind of break some, but she also wanted to remind everybody that one of the big fundraisers, Johnny wants to know how to support South Football, is the mattress sale on September 10th. Yep. This, we might be the only high school in the state that does this, and you're like, a mattress sale, but they raise a lot of money selling mattresses. 10% of the population buys a new mattress every year.
Yep.
And you figure in a town of 70,000 people, boy, if you got just of that 10%, if you just got a small percentage, that's a good, so a great fundraiser. So that takes place at Waukesha South on Saturday, September 10th. So keep that, mark that on your calendars if you're in the market for a new mattress. And I got a feeling Johnny Watermelon might be, so.
Yeah, terrific. we'll be out there waving the signs around on every corner. And
you might see somebody in a mattress.
Yeah, mattress uniform.
We already got our signs up in our yard, so it's starting to, the word's starting to get out. So appreciate that text from my sweet Melissa. So, but speaking of sweet, like, what else do we have to talk about on this team? Now, you guys run basically it's like an RPO style, like a spread offense, RPO. And so in some ways you're kind of like a point guard, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much facilitating, right? Coach Wiltz stresses, like, getting the ball to the playmaker. So we got a lot of talent, a lot of speed, a lot of kids that, like, are really athletic. So we're just going to get the ball to the playmakers and let them do the work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we have some of the best athletes in the conference. I feel like sometimes it doesn't show because of, the scoreboard or whatever. But I feel like we'll definitely change that around by using our athletes definitely a lot better this year. So
yeah, so, and that's got to be hard when, like I said, you've got a lot of talent out there, but spreading that ball around, like, you know, how do you manage that, or is it, like I said, is it just kind of spur, like,
it's just kind of really
trusting your instincts?
Yeah, trusting your instincts for the moment. You mean, you got to read the defense. I mean, one day some kid will, his route will be open five times, someday he'll never be open, you know. So you just got to spread the ball, read the defense, and it'll fall where it should be, you know? So,
sounds great. So, and what's a typical defense you guys face? Is it like a 5-2 or?
In the classic A, usually it's a 4-3, 5-2.
4-3.
Usually a 4-3.
Rarely we get like a 3-4.
Yeah, rarely we see an odd front, so.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, in the classic A, it's no joke.
Sure.
Big linebackers, big DNs, you know, you walk up to the line, you can barely see over the line, so.
Yeah.
It's classic A football, so
sure.
They're going to be no joke for sure.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be pretty balanced on both sides of the ball. I know CJ was getting really excited about the defense. And we also have to mention your defensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
You got Coach Stillman on the offense.
Yep.
Who is also a South alumnus. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for the school. You know.
Yeah, holds the record for most INTs in a season. 7.
That's awesome.
7 picks in a season.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And then you have Coach McLean as your defensive coordinator.
Gotta love Coach.
Who was on the show, yeah.
Yep.
So, and a great story about him having been coached by Leslie Frazier in his college career. So that was I thought that was really neat. Is what kind of defense is that going to be for? Is it like a four? Is it a four? I think you said like a 4-4 or like
4-5. 4-5. Yeah, we got the five nickel package out there. So
nice. That
five
sounds
DBs.
Great. Yeah.
Use the speed. Put our best athletes on the field.
Sure.
Center of the defense around CJ. I mean, we need him flying sideline. So
sure. And so in your role as a free safety, do they kind of allow you to be like a rover back? Or you
pretty much just overseeing the field.
Sure.
I mean, we obviously have our set coverages and everything, but I'm overseeing the field, just like kind of turning everything. I kind of just turn everything back to CJ because, I mean, I don't want to be making 20 tackles a game. That's all CJ.
Yeah.
So
sure.
You know.
And if it's not me, it's Justin Geezy.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Geezy.
Prime time. Sweetie. I mean, Sweetie Geezy. Love it. Surprise his parents haven't stopped by yet. They must be running a little late. Might have been a long night for them last night. You know, maybe they're hanging out with Johnny. So, but, you know, Johnny, he wants to ask a lot of tough football questions, and he wants to know if you guys have a prediction for the opening game, a score.
I mean, I think.
And I like CJ's response to that earlier when we were kind of prepping for this. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I said, I don't want to, like,
give a prediction because last time I gave a prediction, the game was too close.
That's right. And what were you going to say, Tack?
I'm thinking offense is going to score a lot of points, and our defense is pretty good. So I think we should win by a pretty good margin. But, I mean, I don't want to disrespect any other – the Milwaukee Lutheran or anything. But I think we just got our talent. But like CJ said, we got to stay humble. I mean, last year we came into the game, first game, thinking a little too much highly of us ourselves. So.
And, you know, Johnny, for your benefit, that first game ended on a Hail Mary with no time left, like 1 second left.
Yeah.
From like 40, like 55 yards out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, and the senior receiver, Dylan Guttenberger, he caught it. It was off of deflection.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It's just like, and the whole place just erupted. It was a great way to start the season. So, I mean.
One of the coolest moments I've ever had in the football. Yeah, for sure.
That was exciting. So, and then same thing against when they beat North in the crosstown game against North. They lined up this beautiful Hail Mary where they had everybody going to the center and looking up as if the ball were in the air. And then one receiver, like, ducked out to the corner. He caught what would have been the winning touchdown, but it was called back because of a holding call.
Yep.
And then the next play, the quarterback stepped over the line, and the game was – and then you guys shut him down in the end zone. But that was a heck of a game because you guys were down late in the game.
There were two possessions,
Yeah, Vinny Mahalis had that big interception. Yep. Before that, you threw that bomb to Dylan from, like, that was probably, like...
Yeah, it was an 80-yard play or
something. Yeah, that was pretty... That was a heck of a game. And so, you'll be playing both Waukesha teams on the road this year, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and I don't know how, like, we were at North last year, and we're going back there again, so I don't know how that all works out. Usually, it's you alternate home fields, but... You excited about those games going back to North and then playing out at West, or would you rather have them at home?
I'm excited about those games.
Yeah.
This season, I'm just taking one game at a time because last year it seemed like we got too overwhelmed with other games coming up and we couldn't focus on the week ahead.
Yeah.
And we just get killed that week because we pay too much attention on a different team.
Yeah. And it's like I said, every team in this conference is tough. So
yeah.
You can't look ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
gotta really focus.
Take it week by week.
Week by week.
That's true.
And just have fun.
Yeah. So 1 week left before the first game, and Tack was talking about this earlier. It's gonna be a pretty intense week of practices and training getting ready for that first game, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So any like specifics that you'll be working on or anything that
Probably
just a lot of repetition.
Just a lot of repetition, a lot of get everything down. I mean, it's gonna be our first like game week, so we're gonna get the system down of like how we prepare each game. So, I mean, it'll be fun.
That sounds great. So, and Tack and CJ, they're going to help us going out, showing the teammates and their parents how to download. We'll do it right now. Is if you go to your Apple store on your Apple phone and you look for Devil Radio, that's the mothership. The parent company is Civic Media, but that hasn't, we got to develop that app still. But if you download Devil Radio, and the guys are doing it right now. And once it's downloaded, when you open it up, you have a choice of like four stations now because the company's buying more stations.
Right.
That's the one. Yep, that's right, CJ. And so the icon, the logo is like a yellow. There's like a devil with headphones and like a yellow fiery background. But when you get to the app, once you open it, you'll see Walk Radio and our red, white, and blue branded logo. Choose that. And so while you're at the game or wherever you are, like if you're CJ's coworkers at Firehouse Subs, you can check out the game while you're working, and including the manager, thank him again for letting you stay late. And it'll be a lot of fun while you're watching the game to have the broadcast going on. Just like the old timers used to do at the Packer games with their transistor radios. So this has been exciting. So in the time we have left, What are some of your goals for senior year? And we got football down. We talked about grades. What are some other things you'd like to achieve or knock out before you graduate?
I don't really know. CJ, what about you?
I have a lot. I just want to be that man. Like, I want to go back to freshman year and just like have my freshman year over again. Freshman year is like. I made every tackle. I was just a beast. I say I had like 100-some tackles.
Because that year you played with LJ, right?
Yeah.
Was he on that team? Yeah. But, remember, you guys are beasts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for like, if we're talking about the senior year like as a whole, like outside of football, I mean, I just want to be like definitely high honor roll again.
Great.
I take a lot of pride in that. I mean,
sure.
My mom pushed me with the grades and everything. So high honor roll, just be a leader in the school.
Sure.
Just be a good example
to
the kids. There's some little kids that look up to me in the youth program, right?
Love
it. So gotta just be a good role model.
Sure. Like Grayson Cooley was to you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I love that. So Johnny, you got a question for the guys?
I just would like to know What's the most fun you've ever had without laughing?
Without laughing?
The most fun I ever had without laughing is me trying not to laugh when Coach Wolf's just yelling at somebody.
Yep, I can agree with that.
When Coach Wolf's just snapping on somebody, you can't laugh. Like, it's so funny, but, like, I try so hard not to laugh because I'm the captain, and knowing him, he might get mad at me and just swing something at me, so I don't want to, you know.
You got 30 seconds,
guys. Crossfire.
Yeah, if BNC Day would make eye contact during those situations, we just bust out laughing. So
I try so hard to not look at Tack. And
yeah. That's a great answer. Yep. Connor, how are we doing on time, friend?
20 seconds now.
About 20 seconds. Well, hey, Tech Tadioka, CJ Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
listen
for having
to
us.
Listen to these guys play on the radio, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.